There is a saying that everything is bigger in Texas. And ahead of Super Bowl 45, that includes the weather. A bitter cold front dropped rain and snow on an area that usually experiences moderate temperatures in February. The storm created a layer of ice that made walking and driving to and from Super Bowl venues treacherous.
Oh, no, Norm, that is the...
Sports radio host Corby Davidson is concerned about how the weather will shape first impressions of visitors to the first Super Bowl hosted in North Texas.
I don't know if it's a great place to visit. It's not like you're going to Miami or New Orleans or San Francisco where there's really tangible things to do. But the weather here obviously is killing it. So it's going to be three of the coldest days this city has seen in 45 years. I mean, it's worst case scenario here.
But this only happens about every 30 years or so.
Jim Oberwetter is president of the Dallas Regional Chamber of Commerce. His organization hopes that, despite the weather, hundreds of thousands of football fans and media from around the world will get to know modern Dallas.
Well, you know, we've gone through several evolutions here. At first, we were very Western. Then it became very cotton-oriented. Then the oil industry came to Dallas, and we became a very oil-friendly place. Then that industry tended to move to Houston. And now we are a very diverse industrial area, commercial, I would say, more than heavy industry.
Nearby Arlington, Texas is also trying to make the most of the Super Bowl experience, but without help from the weather.
This is the storm of modern weather history, is what they're saying on TV, and there's not a lot you can do about it.
Jay Burris is the president of the Arlington Convention and Visitors Bureau, which helps promote the city of Arlington. Arlington is the home of Cowboys Stadium, the newly constructed $1.3 billion venue where the Pittsburgh Steelers and Green Bay Packers will face off during the Super Bowl on Sunday. And as one of the biggest, most expensive sporting venues in the United States, the stadium lives up to Texas's reputation. With 105,000 people expected to attend Super Bowl 45 at Cowboy Stadium, this year's event will host the largest Super Bowl crowd on record.
This is the world stage right now, so we can show that we can host the biggest events.
Arlington, along with its neighboring Fort Worth and Dallas, also hosts the biggest companies, according to North Texas Host Committee Vice President Tony Fay.
But outside of the New York, New Jersey area, no place in America has more corporate home offices than this area. We have an enormous number of Fortune 500 companies that call this area home.
In addition to hosting multinational companies and the Super Bowl, the region is also home to notable figures. Former U.S. President George W. Bush is building his presidential center on the grounds of Southern Methodist University in Dallas. Cities planning to host future Super Bowls will likely face cold weather as well. Indianapolis, Indiana is up next, with New York and New Jersey hosting the event in 2013. That venue, the new Meadowlands Stadium, is outdoors and offers no protection from the elements. But rain or shine, ice or snow, the game will go on in North Texas this Sunday. Cowboy Stadium has a retractable roof. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Dallas, Texas.